Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 30th day of Nisan, first day Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Masechta Keloim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes. Levodim, felt, pieces of wool or felt that have been pressed hard without any, with heat or with an iron, no sewing, no stitching involved, and he mixed some wool, some linen in this pressed fabric. Asurim, they will also be forbidden to wear as sharpeners, mipnei shem shuim, because one process at least has been followed, and that is the combing process, combing and smoothening the process of the wool and the linen. And even though we've said before, min haTorah, according to most poskim, it must go. The three processes have to take place before Kalim can be awesome in Atura, namely the combing and the string and the spinning of the threads, and then afterwards the twining, shartnez. Nevertheless, midrabbanan, even one process that has been applied to wool and linen will render the garment unwearable. Midrabbanan. One opinion will be midrash, and that's the Rambam, but that's a minority opinion. Piv, says the Mishnah. What's piv? Piv shel tzemer. Piv shel tzemer literally means the mouth of wool, but it's actually a hem that they would stitch around a garment, and it's made, if it's shel tzemer b'shel pishton, if it's a woolen hem around a linen garment, osur, that's prohibited, and also vice versa. Mipnei shehem chozrin barik, because they are around the woven garment. The threads of the wool will be around the linen, or vice versa. That's how Rabbeinu Shimshon learns it. Others learn that what the Mishnah means is that it looks like it's been woven together, and because of the looks, that makes it prohibited as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Meshichos shel argamon, strands or strings made of scarlet, that of wool, that's wool that's been dyed scarlet or purple, asuros, are prohibited to tie around a linen shirt. The pnei shehu moilo, because when they used to do this, they tended to join the string to the woolen, to the linen garment with a temporary stitch, anshele kosher, before they would tie it around, and they would do that so that it doesn't slip off. So this could involve kilaim as well. Lo yikshar seret shel tzemer b'shel pishtin, a person is not allowed to tie a woolen strip around on top of a linen strip in order to use it as a girdle, lachga besmoslam, to tie around his loins. This was prohibited. Afal pi shehatsura sharatsur beemtza. This is even where there's a leather strap in between, or leather part in between, which means, so you have a long belt, and the belt has in one end wool and the other end is linen. It's a problem. You're not allowed to wrap yourself around such a belt, even though between the wool and the linen part of the belt, there is a belt of leather. Leather, of course, is not kilaim with either wool or linen. But why is it prohibited? And that is because once he wraps it around his body, then you're going to have the ends of the wool and the linen, the ends of that strap, which are wool and linen, coming together. And that would be osur as well. As we said, all the asurim, all the prohibitions mentioned in this Mishnah, except for the first one, according to Rambam, are midrabbanan, prohibited midrabbanan. Mishnah Yud, and the last Mishnah of the Masechta of Kilayim. Oisos ha-gardin, letters made by weavers. V'oisos ha-kovzim, letters made by laundrymen, launderers. Weavers and the launderers would make these, would embroider with threads. They would embroider the name of the owners on the edge of the garment, or they would attach a piece of linen and tie that and write the name on it, in order not to mix up clothes of different people. That is asuris mishum kalaim. That's prohibited because of shatnas. If, for example, the letters were made of wool, threads of wool, and they were embroidered on a linen garment, or vice versa, you would not be allowed to wear such a garment because of kilayim, even though it's only there temporarily, and even though it's only there just to stop confusion of the garments. Hatokef tekifa achas, a person who puts one thread, who puts literally one thrust through the needle, he puts the needle once through two clothes, two garments, einochibor, that's not considered joining. The two garments are not considered joined as far as tumen tahara is concerned, so that if one garment is tummy, the other one is not. And also, if you sprinkled on one garment with the ashes of paraduma, that would only get that garment at tahara, not the other one. And also, the einbo mishum kalaib, if one of the garments was wool and the other one of linen, by putting one thread through, that doesn't make it kalaib. And furthermore, v'hashemto b'shabbos, one who pulls out the thread on Shabbos from the two garments, he would not be chayv potter, he'd be exempt. What malacha would there be? Korea. The korea would be the possible malacha of tearing on Shabbos, and that would be prohibited. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say one who makes it on Shabbos is potter, because that is already understood from what we said earlier on, ein achibur, it's not considered a chibur. And therefore, a person would not be chayv on Shabbos because of stitching. Also, shnei roshei l'tzadechad. If, however, he puts through the needle twice, he puts it in once and then it comes back out up the other garment, so basically you've got the two ends on the same side of the fabric, by doing so, chibur, that's considered joined, as far as tumentara, that if one garment is tummy, the other one is, and when you sprinkle to make it tahor, then the other one will become tahor. And the yeshbo mishum kalaim, if one garment was wool, the other one linen, this putting the needle through and coming out the other way twice would make it kalaim. Some say that even if he didn't tie the two ends of the thread, if he just tied, that would also be because of kalaim. Others say that we're talking here about dafka when he does tie the two ends of the thread, but if he doesn't, it's not really considered a chibur because it won't last. Bahashemto b'Shabbos chayiv. And in this situation where it's come up in both ends, one who slips it out, pulls it on Shabbos, he would be chayiv mishum kareya because of the malacha of tearing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ad shishal. She argues, he says, no, it's not considered properly joined, these two garments, these two pieces of cloth, if you only go in and back out again, until you do it three times. Three times makes it a proper connection. Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that going in and out is already considered a joining. You don't need three. Finally, says the Mishnah, hasak v'hakupo midstorfin liklaim. A sack, and kupa means a basket, a wicker basket. Will they join together for make shatnas? The answer is yes, they will. What are we talking about here? If, let's say, you had a piece of wool, that was a woven piece of wool, that was attached to a sack, and there was a piece of wool, of linen, that was attached to a wicker basket, where it's a type of large basket, and he joined the sack to the kupa, to the wicker basket, with two tefillos, with two stitches going in and out. Even though these are two separate kalim, nevertheless, there would be an issa because of kalim, and you would not be allowed to carry this on your shoulder. And slikul of mesechta's kalim. Thus ends the mesechta of kalim. It's interesting to note that the Mefarshim point out that when the Mishnah mentioned earlier on that when you put the thread through once, when it pulls it out on Shabbos is potter, but if he does it twice, he chayev, we're talking here about a case where he pulls the thread out to be chayev with the intention of using it, of stitching with it. Because if you're just pulling it out to destroy, to break up the bond, to break up two garments, that's called mekalkel, and mekalkel on Shabbos is potter. That's called ruining. You're ruining something in Shabbos potter. It's only if you're taking it out with the intention to restitch. That's how some learn. Others learn that here we're talking about a case where he, even if he slipped the thread out without intention to redo, restitch. Hi, so why is he chayiv? Isn't it mekalkel? The answer is, this halacha is a continuation, according to these mefarshim, of the previous case. We're talking about a case where the thread was holding together two garments that are kilayim, that are shatnas, and by pulling out the thread, even though it's only one thread, you're fixing the garments, because initially it was forbidden to wear it. Now, by pulling it out, it's permitted to wear it, and that's what makes the person chayiv, which is in contrast to the reisha of the Mishnah, where there was no din of kilayim. And therefore, if you pull out the thread in Shabbos without the intention of redoing it, you would indeed be potter, because you haven't done anything, you haven't fixed anything, you haven't stopped something being kilayim. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah according to these mepharshim.